This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
He was a very special person. I got to know him very well. And unfortunately, he passed away from a thing called the China virus.
Kane, wow, this guy ran for president. He was a guest on this show once. I briefly had a chance to talk to him, a former CEO, very successful for Godfather Pizza, if you remember. And again, a presidential candidate, dead at the age of 74. Coronavirus is what took his life, the complications from it. There's a lot of conversation about the fact of if they trace it, will it trace back to Tulsa and the presidential rally, because he was there and he wasn't masked up. And that rally on June 20th, you know, if you go back and you remember that, it was just a couple of weeks afterwards where he started to feel sick. And after a month of battling the COVID effects, that was it for Herman Cain. And I can remember, him saying that he felt good. He felt good about being there, if you remember some of the quotes from that. And of course, a huge supporter of the president's and somebody who was absolutely politically motivated. But he battled the virus and he lost. He lost. So this is a rough one. And it shows you that the virus can really take over any of us. It doesn't matter how much money you have, how much prestige, your color, your, any of your ethnic background whatsoever. This is a former presidential candidate who at one point was seriously in the running, Herman Cain, yeah, and a very, very good friend of the president. So certainly for his family, we wish them well. This is tough. Rest in peace, Herman Cain. Wow. Kate Delaney, and here we are once again. We kick it open with the coronavirus. Rest assured, there are other things happening, and of course, we'll be talking about them. But this is what we're talking about, at least a little bit of the time, over your fence and my fence, because it affects all of us, no matter what your backyard looks like. 154 people have died. That's out of 4.58 million cases. I'm all about that recovery number. Give me some recovery numbers. 2.24 million, so that shot up. That's good. We want to see that number keep coming up. Deaths worldwide, 671,000. Of those confirmed cases, which is 7.2 million, 10 million plus have recovered. A lot of the hot spots are the usual ones we've been talking about. Texas, almost up to 7,000 deaths. Florida, over 6,500 deaths. Of course, the tri-state area got whammied in the beginning of this thing, but they're holding those numbers pretty strong to what they were in the beginning. Not that they haven't had any deaths or cases or any of that, but clearly most of what happened in the Northeast really happened at the start of this. And we've gone well beyond the 4 million mark. And, you know, at this point, there's so much conversation about wearing a mask when you're around people who don't live in your household, staying 6 feet away from others, washing your hands, and what does the data say on that? And when you're successful at it, it does show that this is great in giving us a fighting chance to knock down this virus. So I go to the statistics. It doesn't have to be political. Let's just look at the statistics and see what the information is that tells us, what the data tells us as to what would be helpful. We, of course, know the president now is wearing masks and talking about that as well. And Mitch McConnell, just even 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, was telling people to mask up, no question about it. So at this point, we do not have a mask order, so to speak. It's not federally mandated that everybody in this country must wear a mask, But 34 states do have mask policies. So of the 50 states, 34 have it. I'll tell you where it's really sad, and I mentioned it briefly, Florida, record high for a third straight day, and particularly Miami-Dade, the ICUs at 146% capacity with coronavirus patients, and boy, that is very, very, very sad, because when you look at that number, it's about mathematics, and you don't want to get to the mathematical part of the equation where there's people that you have to do eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Who's the one we can't treat? What do we do here? In Florida, it's particularly concerning because they have this large elderly population, and the high median age of 42 is pretty much where we're at. The 691 nursing homes have been spared mostly, which that part is good, but now the virus is kind of making a few inroads there, and that's not good because that's where it really lights a place up, and if it spreads, it spreads. I think I've told the story, so pardon me if I have, but if I have, it's been a long time ago. My brother and sister-in-law live in, and nephew live in Tampa. And her mother, the nicest lady, is in a facility. She broke her hip and boom, it was locked down. And the reason it was locked down, they were doing pretty well, but somebody decided, you know what, it's okay. I want to see my son. I want to see my family. So he left. They weren't supposed to leave and go out, but you know, and go and hang out with family. But he did that. And of course, he came down with COVID-19. So he got booted out of the facility, and then everybody else had to be on lockdown after that. So it is pretty black and white as far as that's concerned. I mean, once somebody has it, especially in any kind of an assisted living place or nursing home, which of course there's a flood of them. I talked about that. They're giving that statistic over 691 in Florida. I mean, that's where it's incredibly, incredibly dangerous. Wisconsin, it was wide open and people weren't wearing masks, but now they're requiring masks. And people are worried because they're seeing that the cases are on the rise. The NBA opened its season. Yep, we're going to take you inside the man cave. Do you care? Did you watch Hoop? I got to say, I think it's all about reimagining and reinventing yourself. And the NBA, of course, did that. So far in the bubble, they've done some pretty innovative things, including with the fans. Yes, they have the fan track that is pumped in, but they have these viral fans, so virtual, I should say. So they've got screens, and you can see actual fans, and it's pretty cool. And as far as the NBA action is concerned, maybe a little rusty, but some pretty good hoop, a couple of games opening up the season. But I'll talk more about that when we go into the man cave. Also, the big bombshell from the president, who talked about, just kind of threw it out there, about the idea of delaying the 2020 election. There was a lot of reaction to that. Both Republicans and Democrats had something to say about it. Coming up next, though, other parts of the world, what's it like for them dealing with the virus? We try to give you that flavor on every single show. R.D. Shaw, who's coming up in our author's corner in our next hour, joins us to give you a little slice of what life is like where he is. Hang with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better. better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Don't you think you've done enough? Oh, don't you think you've got enough? Well, maybe.
We've been talking about the pandemic and, of course, the search for the answer, the vaccine, and how it looks like we could be seeing something from Moderna, and there are others that are involved in this. And of course, for people listening to us in the United States and all over the world, we are all in this together, and we're waiting to see how this is going to turn out. We have R.D. Shaw with us. He's coming up later in the show. He's written a great book, a great novel called Relics, Some Secrets Should Stay Hidden. So, R.D. Shaw, you are in the UK, and you're, what, an hour and a half outside of London?
Hi, Kate. Yeah, I'm basically about an hour and a half west of London. I was born in Manchester, but we moved down to Wiltshire, which is, like I said, about an hour and a half from London.
And what's it like there? Have people been social distancing, wearing masks? Is it under control? What's it like?
Yeah, it's been impressive, actually. I mean, this has started for all of us, well, back in March, for most of us. And since then, you know, we had a complete lockdown. And it took a bit of time for lockdown to really happen. But once it did, you know, the British sometimes, they have a great spirit of, you know, they're saying to keep calm and carry on. And that's probably served us quite well. But, you know, I think it went on so long, after 4 months, that people, even to keep calm and carry on, were starting to wear thin. People had just started to think, you know we've got to get back out there. We've got to get the economy going again. You know, people's livelihoods are, you know, are really at risk. And but I have to say, you know, now everyone's still wearing masks, social distancing, everyone's trying to stick to it. But I think it's much. I have friends in the city. I have friends up in Manchester and in London, and that's a lot more. That's a lot far for them, because you know, out in Wiltshire where we are, we're very much in the country. You know, probably like middle America. You know, you've got a lot of space, And so it's a lot easier to do the social distancing thing. If you're in a city, you know, you're stuck in a block of flats or you're in a very condensed area. It's proving very difficult, but credit to everyone. You know, I think they've done very well in being asked to do what, let's face it, has never been asked to do before. You know, literally the whole West and the whole world is kind of shut down.
Yeah.
I think they've done well.
Yeah, very strange. All right, R.D. Shaw, thanks for that. Some Secrets Should Stay Hidden. Relics is the name of the book, and we're going to talk to him about that book coming up later in the show. So it's interesting, you know, he talked about the fact that we got to get the economy going. In the U.K., they're saying that certainly the prime minister is who almost, by the way, died from how severe the attack of the virus was on him. But he sees things crumbling, and it's the same thing we're obviously grappling with on the economic side of things. You look at the current U.S. gross domestic product rate, if you haven't heard this. Negative, baby, -32.9%. That means the United States economy contracted at the rate of 32.9% in the second quarter of 2020. The worst ever, the worst quarter, by the way, in our U.S. history. Ever. Everything that's happened, the Spanish flu, the crash of Wall Street, you know, you name it, the Great Depression, the worst quarter in U.S. history. The National Bureau of Economic Research has said that a recession started in February 2020. So obviously our economy is well below the ideal growth rate of between 2% and 3%. That rate is fast enough to provide sufficient jobs, but not so fast that it creates inflation or an asset bubble, all that kind of stuff. So not good. I mean, you know, we knew the numbers were going to be ugly. There's no doubt about that, that they were going to be bad. But at what point is it the point of no return? And how long does it take to bounce back from that point of no return? And this is scary stuff. And the, you know, the largest component of the GDP is consumer spending. It contributes almost 68% to the economy. That is a huge number. So 68% consumer spending. And in the second quarter, it went down, what I said, by 32.6% because consumers were sheltered in place. They were avoiding the pandemic. They were told to stay home, all that kind of stuff. So the spending on durable goods fell 1.4%. And long-lasting types of things like furniture, big appliances, automobiles, that kind of stuff. Spending on non-durable goods fell by 15.9%. So sales to services fell 43.5%. I mean, obviously, you know, this is grim. But I want to give you the numbers. The restaurants, gyms, hairdressers, of course, all closed. All closed. Hit big time. Whopping. Big time. A lot of people in the export business do well, make an incredible living. And of course, it depends. It fluctuates on what you have and coming in and all that. And that would be a very long discussion. But exports fell by 64.1%. Now, most of U.S. exports are oil and commercial aircraft. Both of those industries were slammed to the ground by the pandemic. So imports fell by 53.4% as, you know, countries around the world also shut down. And that's what this whole thing is about, right? And so how does it bounce back? How do we bounce back? And the answer is you got to get the economy going again. The answer is you got to strangle this SOB of a virus. And once that happens, and as soon as possible, getting people completely back to work, making things click again, that point in that direction of a rising GDP. And instead of, no, it's closed, it's over, it's done, it's the businesses are tanking. All right, I feel compelled to bring this up because so many of you always ask me about it. The brilliance of this show is that most of you are catching us live, and if you're not, you're catching us you know, after in a podcast form, and we're talking about all the things that are relevant and up to date. But what's really scary to me is when I look at the other part of this is, I mean, 2020 has just been hellacious, right? I just gave you the grim numbers of just how bad economically it is. I talked about it at the beginning of this show, the numbers of people who have the virus and where it's bubbled up and all that sort of stuff. And now, you know, it's about this and what's going to happen in Florida and the east coast of Florida, really, with the tropical storm that is going to turn into a hurricane according to the predictive models. And, oh, boy. And probably over the weekend. If it goes on its course, then that means over the weekend, that's when it'll slam into Florida. And it could be a Cat 1. Cat 1s can be awful because, you know, 90-mile-an-hour winds could have a storm surge, that kind of thing. And certainly it just walloped Puerto Rico. I mean, Puerto Rico, they're right in they're in ground zero for half this stuff, aren't they? And when you look at this storm watch, and they say maybe Saturday is when Florida feels it, it's uncertain because there's all these multiple, factors. But Isis Isaias, I didn't even know how to say that originally, Isaias, somebody said to me today, are you saying that correctly? It's a category hurricane, and it's there, and it's the Bahamas this weekend. Same thing. You know, they have these hurricane hunters that say they've already uncovered winds of like 80 miles an hour. So watch out for the Bahamas. The DR is already being smashed, Haiti, etc. And by the time it hits Miami, let's see what it looks like. Poor Miami. I mean, they've got these terrible situations with COVID that are bubbling up all over the place. And now they've got they've got to deal with this storm that could be a Cat 1, flash flooding, heavy, heavy rain, maybe fallen trees, that kind of stuff, depending on the speed with which it hurls itself at Miami. And that should happen on probably, you know, Saturday night. It's the winds that, to me, and then the rain that follows it that are that's so frightening, right? In trying to track this thing. And if you get a wind shear or two, because sometimes you get those mixed into the middle of it. Hey, speaking of Mother Nature, by the way, in Los Angeles, because I have friends in Los Angeles, they've been on this show before. It was kind of a rockin' bad time. A 4.2 magnitude earthquake hit Southland, and that, of course, is an area in L.A., and people saw the shake, felt the quake. My friend said the dog barked, couldn't stop barking, and she's so familiar with earthquakes, she could feel the earthquake, but nothing broke. It wasn't disastrous. It was just another reminder, hey, you live in L.A., you live in California, and we've got earthquakes. Hang with us.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The coronavirus pandemic sent the United States economy plunging by a record-shattering 32.9% annual rate last quarter, squeezing already struggling businesses and forcing a wave of additional layoffs. The economy's collapse in the April through June quarter is stunning in its speed and depth and came as a resurgence of the viral outbreak has pushed businesses to close for a second time in many areas around the country. The government's estimate of the second quarter fall in the gross domestic product has no comparisons since 1945. The previous worst quarterly contraction was 10%, less than a third of what was reported during the 1958 Eisenhower administration. Andrew Hunter, a senior U.S. economist at Capital Economics, said, "We expect it to take years for the damage to be fully recovered. The plunge in the GDP underscores the unprecedented hit to the economy from coronavirus." This is USA Radio News. A top Republican responds after President Trump floats the idea of postponing the November election. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says, in his words, there is no way they will not hold presidential balloting as scheduled. He can understand President Trump's concerns about possible voter fraud if there is mostly mail-in voting.
But never in the history of the federal elections have we ever not held an election, and we should go forward with our election.
Trump suggested delaying the election in a Thursday morning tweet, but constitutionally the power to make such decisions about national elections rests solely with the U.S. House.
St. Louis County's prosecutor announced that he will not charge the former police officer who fatally shot Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, a dramatic decision that could reopen old wounds amid renewed and intense national conversation about racial injustice. Wesley Bell's decision marked the third time prosecutors investigated and opted not to charge Darren Wilson, the white officer who fatally shot Brown on August 9, 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're sending out hundreds of millions of universal mail-in ballots. Hundreds of millions. Where are they going? Who are they being sent to? It's common sense. You don't have to know anything about politics. And the Democrats know this.
Will you respect the results of a certified election as the State Department typically does throughout the world?
Senator, I'm not going to speculate. You had about 15 ifs in there. You should know. I have said repeatedly this committee, I will follow the rule of law.
Will you respect the results of a certified election as the State Department typically does throughout the world?
Senator, I'm not going to speculate. You had about 15 ifs in there. You should know. I have said repeatedly this committee, I will follow the rule of law.
All right, so we heard that before. That was when Senator Tom Udall questioned Mike Pompeo, and interesting on what has to move forward with that when we're talking about things like what happens with an election, right? So we bounce back to what Mitch McConnell said. You heard what the president had to say about the mail-in ballots, rather, that would be sent out. And Mitch McConnell, the longtime, of course, senator from Kentucky, said that the election is going to be held on time. And many Republicans bounced back with the Trump comment to delay the election, saying, you know, no matter what's happened in our history, the majority leader said that this general election on November 3rd will not be postponed. He shot down the president's suggestion, saying it will not be postponed. Never in the history of Congress, through wars, depressions, and civil war, have we ever not had a federally scheduled election on time, and that it was set in stone. It was set in stone. So, you know, McConnell isn't the only one. Others have said the same thing. There are concerns about mail-in ballots, but wanting people to be able to vote in November is pretty much what of course Democrats are saying it, but obviously you have more Republicans who are backing that up too, saying that, yeah, that this is what we gotta do. This is not a reason to cancel the election. Now, the question is, it's gonna be on November 3rd, and, like I said, you heard what McConnell said, and I gave you the flavor of that. Of course, the Democratic leaders are saying the same thing, no matter what's going on with the infection rates or the economy and how much it's contracted and all of that, because it's obviously been rough for an incumbent president from that perspective when you have, you know, how many people in this country that have died from the virus and how many cases. And especially the economy contracting 9.5% in the second quarter. Wow. And 1.43 million workers filing unemployment claims last week. So that number, you know, that number is always going to be ugly, and was ugly once again. I don't push for that either. It's got to be November 3rd. I agree with McConnell that it would be a mistake to do that if, you know, just keep moving it forward. Just go for the election day. Just move it forward and leave it at that. And don't even Mickey Mouse around with the potential of shouldn't we postpone it, because we don't want to see that happen in this country and then have a call for that. And then just imagine another crisis on top of another crisis on top of another crisis. And it makes no sense. Better to absolutely move forward. You might disagree. If you do or you don't, you can flip me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. The stimulus, the bill to bail out more of America is still in that tug-of-war phase, so many of you have asked about that, if it's looking good, if it's looking like that's going to happen. The president has said he wants it to be more than $1,200 in stimulus per person. He wants that number to be higher. But for now, there's not even an agreement. There are broad strokes on it, but there's not even an agreement in place. So there's going to be more back and forth, I think, on this and what is contained in this next COVID crisis bailout, I'll call it. That's not what they're calling it, but that includes the stimulus and how important it is for, you know, how important it is for things to get moving and people to be able to have money to pay bills or to take them into the next quarter or whatever it might be, whatever that bit is. And you've got Republican senators that proposed stimulus checks for, you know, children and adults. They're saying, some are saying that, you know, $1,200 for adults, $500 for each child was the last time around. The new proposal would also give $1,000 to adult dependents who weren't eligible for any payment under the past stimulus. So that's another relief valve for many people, many families who have to worry about that. And I think that's a good thing, but we'll see. It's I think it's still got to go through the what I call the argument litmus test, where everybody has to get in their two cents, and then they fight and go back and forth, and then it gets eventually passed. I mentioned that the president wanted the checks to go higher than the $1,200. He was pushing for that and saying that he did an interview and he said that he wants it to be high because I love the people. I want the people to get it. And he didn't indicate how much money he would want Americans to see in the next round of stimulus, but he said he wanted them to get more than they did last time around. And, of course, not everybody's eligible for it. Some are, some aren't. It just depends on what you make or what you made in your last tax filing, because they look at that and determine it from there. And I think something happens, but what happens, right? In Chicago, it's not a question of what happens. It's a question of, oh, my God, this happened again. Chicago is like a war zone, and it's horrible. This is a place that I wanted to live at one point, and it looked like I was going to get a talk show in Chicago, not recently, but a while ago. And three Chicago police officers were shot Thursday morning while taking a violent carjacking suspect into custody outside a police station on the west side. So the suspect was also shot, by the way, after the gunfire started at about 9:40 in the morning. And this is, again, outside of a police station. Just fired all kinds of gunshots in their direction and were not concerned. One officer had a gunshot wound to his chin and neck, also was hit in his bulletproof vest. Of course, they knew that. And he's in stable condition, I guess. One was hit in the vest. Another had a gunshot wound to his hip. Two others had chest pains. I mean, this is outrageous. Being a cop in Chicago, it's a war zone doesn't even cover it. I mean, this is what they experience every day, protecting the city's residents. When they leave home, boy, talk about risking it all. And it has to take a special kind of person that wants to put themselves in that situation because they care that much, they like the job that much, you know, whatever the reason is. I mean, you're in a shooting gallery. You're in a shooting gallery, and it gets worse and worse. Every year I'm on the air, we're talking about Chicago. It gets worse and worse, and different twisted things happen. And you, if you're a police officer, you're a target. If you're a kid that lives in the wrong area, you could be a target accidentally. I mean, some insane, and I say insane things have happened in that city that make no sense whatsoever. And I don't understand. I think it would be tough. I think it would be tough to be the chief of police, and I think it would be tough to want to be a police officer, especially somebody with a family, to put yourself in that situation because you're in harm's way. All right, I got to mention this, a tip of the cap once again to Congressman John Lewis. Many allies who were staunch Republicans, and of course he was a longtime Democrat who marched with Martin Luther King, famous for crossing over the bridge in Selma, and you had presidents that were on hand, not President Trump. He said he would not go because, of course, John Lewis and he were not pals. But former President Barack Obama was there, Bill Clinton was there, and also George Bush was there. George W. Bush was there. So the former President Barack Obama delivered the eulogy for Congressman John Lewis on Thursday afternoon, and there were lots of tributes to Lewis, who dedicated his life to serving others. You know, politics aside, this is what people on both sides of the aisle who had a relationship with him would say and have said about what Lewis was all about and what it was like to know him. I mean, and Bush really had some great things to say about Lewis. Working with him to bring the National Museum of African American History to the National Mall in Washington, passing the Emmett Till Unsolved Civil Rights Crime Act, spent some time with him Bush said John Lewis believes in the Lord, he believed in humanity, and he believed in America. Going to the man cave next. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
About because sports is back. I think it's a good thing. I said this before. It's a big release for so many people. Something different, something they can watch, something they can get involved with. And I also think it mirrors what was happening in the rest of civilization. If things can happen in the right way for sports, which we've seen some problems with baseball, then other things can move forward and they can take a lesson from that. You know, you look at the NBA, and I watched the Lakers and the Clippers tonight, me and Manshore, who's not necessarily a big basketball fan, but likes the last 4 minutes of it. And, of course, the last 4 minutes of it proved to be the most exciting, as the Lakers beat the Clippers 103-101, and LeBron was LeBron James, and it was an exhilarating finish, and that's exactly what you expect. Now, it wasn't the only game in town, because there was two in the opener, the Jazz and the Pelicans, also in a tight matchup, I guess you could say. So the Jazz beat the Pelicans 106 to 104, and basketball has rolled out. I think Adam Silver has done a good job. He's got his fingers all over this. So the whole bubble idea, stopping people, how they've put up barricades and things that make sense. I mean, even the million-dollar babies were whining about being in their little prisons. But the whole idea is to stop any kind of a significant spread. Isn't that right, Commissioner Silver? And here's what he said.
If we had any significant spread whatsoever, we would certainly stop immediately. And then we would investigate and determine whether we could move forward.
All right, and so that's smart. Investigate, see if you can move forward or not. In Major League Baseball, you had 17 Marlins who tested positive. Disastrous. They had to re-rack the schedule with some teams. We'll see how that tilts and in what direction and what Major League Baseball teams, the clubs, do to make sure that they don't end up in a situation like the Marlins. But it's laughable to say that, because how can you completely control it? And the answer is you can't. You can control who gets suspended, though. You know, the Astros have a giant, juicy target on their back. And why? It's because of that whole cheating scandal. The Dodgers felt like they got ripped off. They played the Astros in 2017, and perhaps they could have beat them. Who knows? They were some tight games. It was an exciting series, but there was cheating going on. So, of course, Major League Baseball wasn't excited about that, but that's ancient history. We move forward. Joe Kelly was suspended 8 games by Major League Baseball. We'd be talking about this. Is that suspension right? Is that too many games? After giving the baseball fans what they wanted, some of them, revenge against the Astros for that scandal. And Kelly, he you know, threw near the head of Alex Bregman. Then he taunted Carlos Correa after striking him out, and then the benches cleared. So it wasn't a question of would he get suspended. It's a question of he was going to get suspended. He got 8 games. That's the equivalent of 22 games in a 162-game season. So it might seem a little bit excessive, but I think clearly the front office, Major League Baseball, was trying to send a message. Trying to send a message. You know, it's weird, though, because he wasn't thrown out of the game, none of that. And did he really deserve to be suspended when he wasn't even tossed from the game? So I think if that was the case, if that's what they were going to do, they should have booted him. And, of course, they did not do that. There are question marks about other sports. So the NBA rolls out, Major League Baseball rolls out, hockey is getting ready to do the same. But what about the NFL? So for the NFL, there's conversations about, well, will there be fans, or, you know, what happens, you know, to season ticket holders, and what, you know, are we going to get to see some games, or will we just have to social distance, and is there a lottery? What's the deal? So in an unprecedented move, the Cowboys answered that question. Yep, the Dallas Cowboys on top of it. They're going to lose a whole lot of do-re-mi, but they announced they will not make season tickets available for this season. That's not going to happen. It's not going to be available. And, of course, the reason is because they're looking, I think they're looking at the potential of what could happen, right? And you think of how much it costs for season tickets. You know, 2 season tickets in some of the better sections at AT&T Stadium are $7,400, even maybe a little bit higher than that. And there is a waiting list to buy them through the Cowboys anyway, because they have financing over 29 years, 8%, something like that. And there's people who want those tickets, but this is what they decided to do. Let's get rowdy and tell people, yeah, you can't do it. And they say they're following the policy set by the National Football League along with the CDC guidelines because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Capacity at AT&T Stadium is going to be limited. So with season tickets, yeah, they can't be available. How could you do that? They said they're going to resume in 2021. So they sent season ticket holders an email offering them guidance for the upcoming season. for the 2020 season, all season ticket holders have to submit their selections and acknowledgments of things that are, you know, that they're talking about. So single game ticket options is what's there. They could decline that opportunity. They can opt in, you know, whatever it might be, and then they can get invoice credit. So in light of the situation, knowing this, there's not going to be those perks that you would normally have, and I'm sure other teams are going to have the same problems. The Eagles quarterback, Doug Peterson, while some players are bailing out of the season, my goodness, how many Patriots are there going to be left? So many of them have decided they're not going to play next year. He feels pretty positive about the situation, right, Doug?
Obviously, coming into it, there might have been some skepticism, you know, about the testing and the screening that goes on. But it's very thorough. And, you know, when you're here, you know, when you get tested in the morning, you got a screening process that you have to go through to get into the building, wearing masks in the building, everywhere we go. I feel extremely safe.
Yes, and that's Doug Peterson, not Carson Wentz, by the way. Doug Peterson, who is the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. He does not want to be the quarterback any longer for his team. But he's talking about how he feels, and you heard it there, as far as what it looks like and the precautions that are taking place. And, you know, we'll hear from more, I think, coaches and players about that same thing, as you've got these training camps that are happening and what happens in camp. I mean, there's one of your first tests. How do the training camps go? But there are players who are bailing out, who are just saying, you know, I don't want to risk my family, new babies, a pregnant wife, or whatever it might be. They just don't want to put their families in that situation, and who can blame them? And who knows what the season is going to end up looking like, and will there really be a full season? I would imagine this was a hint of things to come, what we heard from the Cowboys, that there will be some sort of a lottery for single tickets because they'll have to space people out, I would think, in some of these giant stadiums. And how you do that, boy, that would be, doing the logistics for that would be a nightmare. Trying to figure out what has to go where, the spacing of all of that, ooh, yikes. Not an easy task. And something that they've been scrambling with since the whole thing kicked in, realizing, okay, are we going to have this season? What's going to happen? What does it look like? So forget your season tickets, but maybe you go to a couple individual games. Thanks to all of you for listening to this show. Make it count. Stay safe. Big shout out to the Beatsman, Alex K, and also Mo Flam.
SuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113.
That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.